Hey, music creators. If you're looking to get your music on Spotify, Apple Music, and more, I've got an exclusive offer for you. Use my personal affiliate link and get started with DistroKid to save big. With DistroKid, you can distribute your music quickly and easily. Plus, you keep 100% of your royalties. And when you use my link, you'll get a special discount automatically applied at checkout. Here's what you need to do. Click on my affiliate link, which is hit up distrokid.com/VIP/SEVEN/968392 for DistroKid and enjoy the savings. It's that simple. Don't miss out on this opportunity to kickstart your music career. Click the link, sign up with DistroKid, and start sharing your music with the world today.
Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. I guess I'm still a little bit in vacation mode, but I appreciate everybody tapping in to the vacation episode. And this episode right here is kind of like a bonus. I had to do this while my wife not around. You know what I'm saying? My wife was off today. I still gotta do what I gotta do to make it do what it do. So usually going to work, you know, I gotta make something quick, but today I had my favorite thing, grits. And on my vacation, one thing that they tried to do, which I feel is a cardinal sin, is pass the grits off as rice. So let me tell you something. You can doctor them motherfuckers up. Not with salt, not with pepper, not with cheese. I just gotta say that it's an art to making grits, and it's a cardinal sin fucking up some grits. But I think the key ingredient to making grits, if you don't know how to stir them in properly, you gotta have those grit arms. You gotta have them arms with the fat hanging off the motherfuckers and shit. If you know how to properly make grits, if you know how to whip grits. And we finna get down to the bottom of this right now. Sugar does not go in grits in any shape, form, or fashion. Salt goes in grits, all right? Cheese goes on grits, all right? You can add some shrimp to the grits. You can add chicken to the grits. Anything to hook them boys up. But sugar does not go in grits. I repeat, sugar does not go in grits. Sugar does not belong in grits, all right? So let's get back to these bootleg grits. It's like they blended up the rice dry and just took the grains from the rice, then tried to cook them and pass the motherfuckers off like grits. Now, everything else was good. But these bootleg counterfeit knockoff motherfucking grits, No. I ain't want them. I said I ain't want them. I don't want them. I said I don't want them. That's what the little kids was saying when their parents was trying to put some of them grits in a bowl. You know what I'm saying? Who gonna eat some knockoff grits when you got Raisin Bran, Frosted Flakes, Cinnamon Toast Crunch available? That shit, you know. Oatmeal. Oatmeal is good with butter. Sugar does go in oatmeal. But yeah, you can't be fucking up the grits. So, it's good to make you some savory grits, y'all. Go on and put some chicken stock in there. Add some okra. You can even eat fish and grits, shrimp and grits, crayfish and grits. You could even put a little scallion in the grits. But not no damn sugar. We not doing that. We not finna play like it. We not finna act like it. Sugar does not belong in grits. So I want to know how everybody like they grits. How do you make your grits? What is your signature grit dish? Don't tell me no sugar go in there, but I'm open to hear. I'm here to listen. I'm open for suggestions regarding grits, okay? Grits is one of my favorite breakfast carbs. Grits, smothered potatoes with onions, seasoning, salt. You know? Yeah. I like oatmeal too, but I don't know where this resurgence of me not liking grits, y'all. Loving grits came from. But I love me some grits, but I don't like when you violate the grits. I don't like it. And if you want to expedite making grits in any type of way, you know, pour warm tap water into the pot. You can pour hot tap water into the pot, but you still have to boil the grits to cook them properly. You have to boil them. That means add some salt in there. The salt is what gets everything going. Then if you want to make them savory, you know, throw some chicken stock right in there. Now, to be totally and perfectly honest with you, I wasn't raised off no chicken stock grits. You know, I wasn't raised off of shrimp and grits. I wasn't raised off of fish and grits. I was raised off of grits with cheese, eggs, bacon, or sausage. That's it. That's how we do the grits up north. So wherever you from, the West Coast, down south, the East Coast, in the comments, please tell me how y'all hook on y'all grits. How do you like your grits? I need to know. If you got any good grit recipes, let me know. Leave them in a comment. You know, this is a bonus episode. It's another episode of Riders Live. And, you know, I'm really letting people know that you need the grit arms. Grit arms. To hook up some grits. I don't have the grit arms myself, but, you know, just being hungry, self-preservation, me needing sustenance to eat and stuff like that. And, you know, watching my OG and my grandmama in the kitchen, I could hook up some motherfucking grits. So this has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace. You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you.